Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to God's Favorite Ministries. Yes, we are truly blessed to be found in the presence of an Almighty God. Yes, who looks upon us and takes care of us daily. Yeah, He takes care of us. In spite of everything that we may encounter, God takes care of us. We just give Him all praise. We give Him all honor and glory to Him. It all belongs to Him. Yes, He is our El Shaddai. He is our King of Kings. He is an omnipresent God. Yes. And we just thank Him. We thank Him for this day. We thank Him for this time that He has allowed us to come together. Glory to His holy name. Glory to His name. We are just truly grateful today. We are grateful. We are grateful for the many blessings that He has showered upon us. We are grateful. Yes, yes, yes. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, we give all praises and glory and honor to God. Yes, He is our Almighty God. Yes, yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He's the one that we can call on when we need Him. And we give Him praise today. We give Him praise. Yeah, we thank Him. We thank Him this day for His many blessings that He has showered upon us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we thank Him. We thank Him. So much has been going on. But through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. Through it all. Yeah, through it all. I have learned to depend on His holy word. Glory to God. Yes, glory to God. We give Him praise and we thank Him. We thank Him for His Son, Jesus. Oh, yes, we thank Him for Jesus. Yes, we do. Yes, He's an omnipresent God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we give Him praise today. We thank Him. We thank Him for His many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Yes, we thank Him. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We give Him praise. We give Him praise. And we thank Him. We thank Him. Yes, we do. We thank Him for everything that He's doing, because everything that He's doing on our behalf, because we know that He's working it out. He is working it out for us. Yes. I'm talking about the believers. Yes. Yes. This is God's favored ministry. Yes, yes. And we just thank God. We thank God. We thank God for the opportunity that He's given us, that we can come and sit and share the word of God. Yeah, that we can just refresh ourselves. We need to renew our minds, renew our spirits. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank Him. We thank Him for His many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. We're going to yield now to Pastor George.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Janice, for filling in. We are having some technical difficulty, praise God, getting on. I don't know what's the problem, but God is good. We give Him all the glory and all the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is our God, and He is the one that we trust in. Praise God. We just know that God is here for us all the time, that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through in your life. Praise God. We all go through different things in our lives. Praise God. Some may be sick. Some may be afflicted. Some may have family problems. Some may have children problems. We go through all kind of trials and tribulations in this life. But thanks be to God. Hallelujah. He gets us through them all, praise God. He takes us from glory to glory to glory. And whatever you may be going through, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. He is the one that loved us. He is the one that made us and knows all about us. He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that renews us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus, who is seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God. Oh, Father God, asking you to forgive us, oh God, of our sins. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, thank you for being our God. And Lord, look on everyone that's, Father God, going to be on this program, that will listen to this program. And we ask that this program be a blessing to them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God, Father God, for your healing virtue, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for that mother, oh God, that, oh God, maybe going through a trying time with her children, God. But she'll look to you, God, and you, she'll recognize that you are her helper, God. In the name of Jesus, look on that son, that daughter, oh God. Oh God, let them be obedient to their parent, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh Father God, we lift up those that are sick and afflicted, God, that healing virtue flow through their bodies. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Oh Father God, that you knows all things. And, oh, God, Lord God, there's nothing you don't know, and there's nowhere that you can't be, God. Oh, Father God, that you have no respecter of person, Lord God, thank you. Oh, God, that you have loved us all, Lord God, with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we keep giving you the glory, oh, God, because you deserve our praise. You deserve the glory. You deserve our worship. You deserve, oh God, oh Father God, to be, oh God, praised and adored. Praise God. He is Lord. Yes, he is. He is Lord. And he is Lord over all. Praise God. In everything that we face, God, we look to you, God. In everything that we go through, God, we know that you will take us through. God, you said you would take us through the valleys, oh God. And, oh God, you'll take us over the mountains, oh God. You'll take us by the hand, God, and you will lead us, God, into all truth, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you. You told us to come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise. And God, we love you, Father God. Oh God, and we want to walk, God, according to your will and to your mercy, oh God. Hallelujah. For truly mercy and grace have met with us today. And oh God, you have, oh God, just kept us all the way, God. Oh, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Praise God. Your angels has been there, oh God, leading us and guiding us all the way. And what else can we say? But thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to allow Minister Peggy Biden to come before us right now and give us the announcements, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Minister.
Thank God. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code 504-347-5797. The number, local number that you can reach us at. And also to listen to our program, the number is area code 714 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. and every Friday at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams, Victorious Living. And we do want to give a special thank you for our Minister Janice Williams for helping out and God's Favorite Radio program tonight, and also filling in at times for our pastor when she's out of town or has to do something important. Minister Janice Williams is a great, great minister. We love her. We appreciate her. And be a good listener on Friday nights at 7 and on Sunday nights at 7, and you will be blessed. Tonight's request is for prayer for a knee replacement of friends, also eye surgery, hand surgery, and most of all, protection for our neighborhoods, our lost ones, our children, our school, our teachers. Everything is coming back in place now. And we just want people to remember that parents that lost their own, parents that have seen their sons and daughters go behind bars for wrongdoings, but yet we reach out God's love to them. God's love is so perfect. It helps. It restores. It gives success to all who will listen and who will take and ask God to help him. Isn't that wonderful? We can have success through serving God. And First, Second Chronicles, verse 40. It says, chapter 6, verse 40, "Now, my God, look at us. Listen to the prayers we pray in this place. Now rise, Lord God, and come to your resting place. Come with the ark of the agreement that shows your strength. Let your priests receive their salvation, Lord God, and may your holy people be happy. Because of your goodness, Lord God, do not reject your appointed one. Remember your love for your servant David." Isn't that beautiful? "Now, my God, look at us. Listen to the prayers we pray in this place." Our nation needs a lot of prayer, and we ask God for great blessings on our nation, great blessings on our parents, great blessings on our families. Yes, many of us have had illnesses in our families, and many of us have seen loved ones go on. But you know what? There are successful people in this world. And at the right place and at the right time, to a great extent, because they have learned how to take certain action steps in proper sequence. They have learned the spiritual truth to everything. There is a season, a time for every purpose under the heavens. They know that everything they desire has an appropriate place and time for accomplishment. And towards that end, they set their priorities in certain orders, prepare themselves in certain ways, and refuse to give in to discouragement or failures along the way. What about those who are not unsuccessful? Some fail because they lack of dreams, or they don't believe in the possibility of their dreams becoming reality. Some fall to reach their full potential of a rewarding harvest in life because they have not turned their dreams into specific goals and plans to have not turned of reaching their goals. Many others fail. However, because they are out of sequence with time and place, they planted or fertilized their goals in the wrong season. They planted before they're fully planned. They attempted to harvest a goal before it was fully developed. Some failures arise not from the lack of determination or willingness to keep trying, but from efforts that are out of proper sequence. The result is that those who fail because of their improper alignment of time and place soon becomes frustrated, begin to believe that it's impossible for them to achieve anything significant, or allow their disappointments to develop into failure anticipating mindset. The opportunity for success is yours. Believe it. Regardless of what you experience in your past, the future can hold success for you. Isn't that wonderful that we have a God that will give us success over all of our failures? And he has an open arm, and he wants to bless you. All we have to do is to ask. And remember, we ask God, look at us. Listen to the prayers we pray in our pleas. Now rise, Lord God, and come to your resting place. Isn't that wonderful? Protect us. Keep us. We thank you tonight for listening to God's favorite radio program. Remember to share the number with a friend and tell them to dial area code 714-409-0578 on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. This is God's favorite radio program, thanking you for listening. And please call us and let us know where we can help you in prayer and supplications to God. And also in counseling. Our pastor is willing to counsel you. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. And press 1 if you would like to give a prayer request or would like to speak to the pastor, so she can get your phone number and call you back on a later date or a later time. As she brings the message tonight, we welcome Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you so much, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. You are a jewel. Thank you, and thank Minister Williams. You all are both God's chosen ones. Praise God. Tonight is our praise night. Hallelujah. Yes, you know we always begin the month with praise. Praise God. Tonight is our praise night, and our title tonight is praise and confession. Praise and confession. You know we always say that God created us to praise him. We know that. God created us to praise him. We belong to him. We are made in the image of him. We have learned how David praised. We're supposed to get caught up into praise until, oh, that we get lost from everything else that's concerning us, that's out there in the world. We just get lost in God. Praise God. He is our helper. He is our strength. He is our leader. Praise God. So we look to the one, praise God, that loves us most, more than anything else in this world. There's no one that can love us more than God can. And he created us to praise him, to please his heart. Praise God. And we want to please God's heart. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And when we praise him, he bows his ear and it smells like sweet smelling incense in his nostrils. Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's look at our lesson here tonight. Praise and confession. The classic verse on the sacrifice of praise in the New Testament is Hebrews chapter 13 and 15. And it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now look the way they put that. That is, letting you know how and what we are supposed to be using. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Praise God. You know, a lot of times when I read the scriptures, I have to put emphasis on, praise God, certain words there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyway, in the Amplified version of this states, through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of our lips, that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. More emphasis on the name of Jesus. Praise God. He is the center. He is all in all. He's the only one we need to go through. He is the only one we need to confess to. Ha-ha. Glory to God. Hear me. He is the one we are lifting up tonight. Our confession is to Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome now? Praise God. In looking at this verse in other versions of the New Testament, I am made an interesting discovery on praise. Praise God. The latter part of this verse in the American Standard Version says that the spirit of lips which makes confession to his name. Praise God. The Berkeley version of the New Testament translates it, which is the fruit of lips that makes confession in his name. So we see here, everything, I don't care how you say it, how you do it, but it's all in the name of Jesus. It's all in the name of Jesus. Praise God. It's all about Jesus. He has to get all the glory. He has to get all the praise. All the honor is in his name. Praise God. A close examination of the original Greek indicates that the words giving thanks in the New King James have been translated from the original Greek word hemologio. That word literally is transferred in most other places in the New Testament as to confess. Confess. So we are to confess to Jesus. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. With our lips. We're going to confess to Jesus with our lips. Oh, praise God. You know, God, I was telling someone the other day, every part of us, there's nothing we don't need. Every part of us was made for something. Praise God. Every part of your body. If it's no more than your fingers as your utensils to eat with. I know we are more modern now. Yes. We are more modern and we don't want to eat with our fingers. But if you didn't have utensils, God gave you some. Praise God. Hallelujah. He gave you some fingers to fight. And he gave you your fingers physically, praise God, to eat with. But your fingers is to show forth praise to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can just wave your hands and your fingers to him, praise God, of praise and adoration. They can be twinkling fingers and clapping sounds. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. God has wonderfully and fearfully created us in his image. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now look at that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So why do we linger back when God is asking us for all of him? Praise God. the writer to the Hebrew is telling us that in Christ we are to offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, confessing to his name. The sacrifice of praise, therefore, is equated in this verse as the fruit of our lips. It is something that we do verbally. We use our lips to praise God. Praise God. A sacrifice of praise must involve a vocal expression to God. That sacrifice of praise becomes then a confession to his name. We go back to the name of God. Remember what I said now as I go through this. Every part of us is made for the purpose of God. Praise God. So here it points out that our lips, first we talked about our fingers, now we're talking about our lips. Praise God. Every part of us is made to praise God, to worship him, to bring our sacrifices to him. What does it mean, praise God? The word hemologio in my expository Vines Bible, it means to speak the same thing, to assent, agree with, to confess, declare, to confess by the way of admitting oneself guilty, to confess or declare openly by way of speaking out freely. Such confession, then the effect of deep conviction of facts, to confess by way of celebrating with praise. So, we got many, just answered many ways of confession here to his name. Confession with praise. Praise God. Oh, if we ever get understand and know how to get into the praises of God, nothing will hurt us. Nothing can, oh, these bodies will be healed. Yes, we do not praise God enough. We should think about how David got so caught up till he lost his clothes off, and we should be saying, Lord, help me to get there too. Every part of my body, God, praising you and confessing my sins to you, because you already know them and you already died for them, and I've already been forgiven. Praise God. I've been forgiven. Lord, you knows. Lord, you knows. Praise God. We have here a revelation also of the connection between the New Testament confession and the sacrifice of praise. Very few Christians realize the place that confession holds teaching of the New Testament. Jesus declared in Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess before men, him will I confess also before me, before my Father, which is in heaven. Let's read that again, that scripture. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I also, confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. God is showing us something. If we do something before men, he'll bring us before Father God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody in here tonight. If we praise God in the midst of men tonight, just praise God and confess Lord. Just come on and confess that Jesus is Lord. He gonna confess us before the Father. Don't you want God to bring you before the Father? The concept of confession is also referred in Romans 10:9, where he told us if one need to be saved, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, that he's Jesus' son, then you shall be saved. Praise God. You're still using your lips. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also, that's in 1 Timothy 6:12, and also in Hebrews 3:1. Praise God. If we are out done, we'll go back and read them. Praise God. But I wanted to give you those scriptures. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the praise God. That is the negative connotation of the word. But on the positive side, it means the confessing of our faith in God's word. It is the positive kind of confession that the writer to the Hebrews is expressing. Confession is saying the same thing with our mouths that God says in his word. Praise God. It is literally making the words of our mouth agree with the written word of God. You see, our words have to agree with God's word. If not, nothing happens. You see, some people ask, I've heard people ask, why did we pray or we do this and we don't see anything happening? Well, something is not in agreement. So we need to find out what is not in agreement, what we are doing wrong. I started out as a little girl dancing. I mean dancing till sweat fall off me. I used to just dance before the Lord when I got saved. And now I'm saying, what happened? I ain't dancing no more. But I started out dancing. Where'd my dance go? We get caught up into society where we are in this organization or congregation, and they don't do like this and they don't do like that, and we get caught up, and our praise get a little watered down. But we are to praise God and let till we feel nothing, hear nothing but just the sound of heaven coming down. Praise God. I know sometimes say it's abundance of rain. The abundance of rain. And then you want more. Rain, God, rain on me. Rain, God. I don't know whether you ever been like that. But I have. I have danced till I felt like I wasn't nothing, till I was just nothing but just a little piece of rag. I've been in that dance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Psalms 116:10. The psalmist says, I believed, therefore have I spoken. Paul uses this in his teaching in 2 Corinthians 4:13, says, We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. We have to speak something out of our mouth, a praise of hallelujah unto our God. Praise God. We are to speak it into the atmosphere. Positively, loudly, giving thanks, giving praise unto our God. Praise God. Acknowledging who he is. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Acknowledging. Oh, that he is great and greater than any other else. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is God. And get lost off in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to get lost off here because in this teaching, praise God, I found myself again wanting to dance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to leave nothing undone before I leave here. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a description of the process of confession. If faith is going to be moved in our lives, it must have a means of expressing itself. The words of our lips giving expression and life to the action of faith within us. Faith that does not speak is stillborn. Oh, my God. If we don't speak, we are stillborn. Like a baby comes stillborn, it's dead. Yes, yes, yes. So we want to express ourselves before God every day, every day. We don't want to leave a day undone. We want to express ourselves to our God. Praise God. If it's no more than our hallelujah, our hallelujahs belongs to you. Praise God. And we have to have faith, it says. Faith. You know, teaching them just this week, God has given us a measure of faith. But a measure of faith was to get us started. That's to put us on milk. But he don't want us to stay on the measure. He wants the measure to grow and grow and grow and grow, that we can be on strong meat. If our measure stay on a measure, we're not growing. He wants our faith to rise, that we can be confident in this name, that we can have that assurance. Hallelujah, praise God. Have that assurance that God will, and God is. Praise, hallelujah. Oh, I feel like shouting out. God is, praise God. He's everything that I need, praise God. And I can trust him for it, praise God. I better go on here because I'm going to get up and start shouting after a while. I'm going to dance before God, and I can't do that here. I got to give you all the rest of this lesson tonight. Praise God. Praise God. A close reading of Scripture reveals that there is a direct connection between our mouth and our heart. Let's go to Matthew 12:34. Praise God. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of the heart, whatever is in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. Praise God. Think about this now. If you're not giving praise out of your mouth, then something else is coming out of your mouth, and it's not praise unto God. Whatever is in your heart will find its way in out of your mouth. Whatever is in your heart will find a way of expressing itself through our mouth. We can't separate the one from the other. That is very serious. That's why you see people, they cannot hold a conversation with you about God. If you start to talk to them, they'll get off on another subject. They don't want to talk about Jesus. They don't want to hear what went on in your life. Praise God, how what God has done for you. The mouth is like a faucet that lets out what already is inside our hearts. Praise God. Praise God. And if our hearts is filled with the word of God, if we are standing in faith on what God's word says, then that faith will be expressed out of our mouth. But on the other hand, if we are filled with unbelief and fear, if we are bound by strongholds of the devil, then that will manifest itself by coming forth out of our mouth. That's why we have to bind the devil. We have to command the enemy out of our lives, out of our heart, out of our homes, out every part of us, and command him to go out into a dry place, seeking rest. We've got to use our lips. We got to use our mouth. We got to command that devil to go, because God has given us that. I taught you on that lesson. The means of our means of operation in the spirit, praise God. How God has given us means to remove the devil out of our lives, praise God. When Satan attacks us, he attacks us with thought bombs. He endeavors to establish a stronghold in our lives through the thought process. See, these little thoughts comes in our lives. Yeah, the little thoughts comes in your life. And the devil wants to destroy your faith, or that little faith that you have. And oh, these little thought bombs come in there. Oh, I can't do this, and I just can't. And God is saying, oh, all you got to do is mute your lips and praise me and command him out, and you shall. God tells us you shall. He don't say you might be. He say, and you shall. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, this is so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let the thought bombs come in. Don't let the thought bombs take over your life, praise God, where you can't praise God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, praise God. Hallelujah. God got better things for us if we don't let the devil come in there, praise God, and just take over our lives. No, we don't want the devil to take over our lives. We don't want him to put those thought bombs in our lives, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on. He endeavors to establish a stronghold in our lives through the thought process. He wants his evil thoughts to capture our hearts. He wants those thoughts, praise God, to go deep down inside of us. You know it. The devil wants all kind of evil thoughts to come out of your heart. So he wants to put everything that he can deep down inside. He wants them to be something that we believe in, meditate upon. You know, sometimes people think upon evil thoughts. These are thought bombs the devil has put inside. And he wants you to accept that this thing is not going to happen. That it's impossible. See, all these are devil thought bombs. That's impossible for God to do. Oh, I don't believe God. I can't do. Oh, the devil come in with all kind of thought bombs. Praise God. The final goal of the devil, ultimately, is to try to hold our mouth. To hold our mouth from giving God praise. Isn't that something? I have been there. Why, the praise is going on in the church, and I'm just sitting up there looking, and I have to catch myself. What am I sitting up here for when I was made to praise him? Man, I get up off that seat and start moving. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is the mouth that is the center of spiritual warfare for the universe. Once the heart is captured, Satan knows that our mouth will speak out of the abundance of the heart. When he has control of the mouth, then he has control of the believer. He is able to throw a rocket of gossip, backbiting, division, hatred, fear, lies, and so on. I can go on and on and on what the devil brings on in people's lives and cause them to be bound and to be bound with fear. That's how fear enters, with thought bombs. And then fear brings on other things. In doing this, he has safely established his stronghold in our lives. Praise God. He establishes. And he sets up there, and he rises and rules us, praise God. But I let him know he has no authority. He has no authority. I'm in Jesus, and Jesus lives in me, praise God. His spirit lives in me, because he's seated on the right hand making intercession for me. But Jesus has sent his spirit to reside in us so that we can have authority over every one of Satan and his demons. Oh, he can test us and he can try us and we can be tried in the fire, but we'll come out as pure gold. Praise God. We will come out and we won't even smell like smoke. Praise God. Jesus is there pleading every case for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about a thing because he's there. The more our mouth confess the presence of the stronghold, the more the stronghold grips and controls us from inside. Disease captures us exactly in that way. Romans 10, 8 through 10, deals with the subject of confession. Take note of our mouth and heart in these verses. Let's read it, 8 through 10. But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. We preach faith, Jesus and him crucified. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall confess in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with our heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't be saved no matter what you've done or where you've been. Confession is made through the mouth. Praise God. You can stand in the midst of adversity and pronounce that I claim Jesus over all. Jesus is over all. There is no one else beside him. Praise God. Praise God. Paul mentioned in the first verse that the heart, second in verse 9, it is the mouth first and then the heart second. But in verse 10, the order is reversed and the heart is mentioned first and the mouth second. This illustrates a very important scriptural principle. When we come to the word of God and apply it to an attack of the devil, the reality of Satan's stronghold is evident. We may be sick in our body and endeavor to bring the word of God against the sickness, but whatever we do, we can say, devil, you's a liar. We take authority over you. We give you praise, Jesus. We know that you are right here to help us. You can just talk to God however you feel and tell the Lord all about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he got this thing in control. He's saying he will fight this battle for us. Praise God. If God is going to fight it, we got to have the faith. We got to use our lips. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that you were with me here tonight. Praise God. Because I really wanted to get this message over tonight. Oh, how the devil throws thought bombs at us and how we get all this stuff in our heart. You wonder, how did we get there? How did that person get there? It was because they entertain all these thoughts instead of throwing them out and letting God be God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I want to bless you tonight before we go. Praise God. Don't know how many more minutes we have, but anyway, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And praise God, we want to walk, oh God, according to the blessings in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Oh, may you be blessed in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you never have lack. Praise God. I'm going to turn this back over to Minister Janice to sign us out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go forth, Minister.
Well, we're just
Janice.
So grateful. We are just grateful for you, sister. And we thank God for the word. We thank God for the blessing. And we know that It all came from your heart. Yes, yes. And when it comes from the heart, it is real good. And we just thank God for you, and we thank God for Sister Peggy, yes, for her outpouring of the word of God, that whatever God puts on her heart, yes, this is truly a blessing. Yes, it is. And we are grateful for being present this evening, this day, in Jesus' name. Again, we just want to say thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.